What is meaning of exclusive Maharaj?
Ananya. Ananya nishtha. Nishtha. Ananya pada. Ananya seva.
But here, I think, meaning's coming. Yeah.
To Guru.
To Guru. Some private.
I cannot find.
Private matter are there or not?
Maybe Maharaj is saying, staying in my house, saying that not taking from other places, but only from one source.
Place. Yeah, but Maharaj is saying there's some private influence to that.
Otherwise, service always must be exclusive. If you eat, if you offer, if you clean, if you earn, when direction will go to your guru. Service to your guru, that all will be exclusive. And without exclusiveness, we will not be satisfied. Actually, 24 hours we shall engage ourselves for the service to Guru Gauranga. This is the devotee's mood. Mood of the devotee of Krishna conception. The 24 hours they will try to serve. Then do not know without service anything. That is the exclusive devotion. Then you can differentiate with and the part of the work. Work is devotion, devotional work. Part of that devotional work, you can make it as suitable for you. That way, he is cooking, that's also service. He is cleaning, that's also his service. I am talking, this also my service. This way. And one man also doing many seva, that's also service. Not only one host, Brihakotri.
Mistress of the house.
What she is doing in India, I am telling, here I do not know. But India, she is maintaining her family life, giving nourishment to husband, giving nourishment to child, nourishment to brother, sisters, everybody, husband and father-in-law, mother-in-law, in one family they are living. And also she is looking many things of their servants who is working in her house. And sometimes she herself cooking and distributing the foods. All the work depending upon him, her. And she is doing that. Sometimes it's also happening. And in our mat, especially it is happening in our mat, who is the leader. Always he is involved with everything. In Chaitanya Sahasrara Mata, he is involved with everything. I gave when I come to Australia for world tour. I written where I gave the charge 4%. Yeah, he will take charge, they will take charge, and what they will do, that is final, not necessary to ask me. But they are very much habituated. Here also phoning me, doing phone, you're going this, going that. I do not want to hear that. I give that 4%, what he will do, he will do. You do, good or bad, I don't care. And I disturb with that. But what shall I do? They are thinking, if I say to Govind Maharaj, that is good. But I told them many times and written way I gave. Like will, last will and testament. I gave them, you for absence of me, what you will do, that is final. Not necessary to ask me, or not necessary to negotiate me. If I come back, then I shall take my charge again. But in absence of me, you will do everything. But written way I given it, they forget it. Actually not forget, they want to amake jalate chay aki.
Inform you.
Wants to inform me. And if I get any bad information from there, then I must be worried here. And for that I give. You're not necessary to give any information to me. But they are giving. What shall I do? I told Sripa Sagarmaraj, if phone will come from Navadvipa or from Calcutta, don't. Inform me, please. After 2 months, I shall take my charge. And I want to be peaceful, but my service is not peaceful. And I not will get in my life. I know it is my horoscope telling. What shall I do? Yes, sir.
Just about what Advaita was saying about the exclusive service. If one has got a Diksha Guru and maybe some other Shiksha Guru, then is that not exclusive? Is that not non-exclusive devotion?
আর বুঝলেন কিছু
বুঝি
বল
ইফ ওয়ান হ্যাজ গট আ দীক্ষা গুরু এন্ড আ শিক্ষা গুরু ইজ ইট নট এক্সক্লুসিভ
দীক্ষা গুরু হিমসেলফ ক্যান গিভ শিক্ষা অলসো ইফ নট উইল গিভ অনলি ইন ইনভ্যালিড দীক্ষা গুরু দেন হি উইল টেক লেসন ফ্রম শিক্ষা গুরু And his Diksha Guru is active and he will give instruction, then he is also instructor guru. And service must be exclusive. That Diksha or Siksha, non-different. Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru is non-different. You must see that way. But we are seeing other way, the nature of our Goswamis. You know, maybe, Raghunath Das Goswami. An example, his Diksha Guru was Jadunandan Acharya. And again he not took this Diksha from anybody. But he come out from his house, joined with the party of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu gave to Sarup Damodar. Raghunath Das Goswami, you know that history. Then he is learning from Sarup Damodar. And after disappearance of Sarup Damodar, he wants to leave his body, but wants to see once Giriraj Govardhan. That is, Mahaprabhu given him Giriraj Govardhan Sila and Gunja Mala. With that he went to Vrindavan. There he has seen in the form of Rupa Sanatana, all the conception and Mahaprabhu himself living here, then why I shall serve Damodar living here? When I shall leave my body? And he stayed with Rupa Sanatana and practicing there his life of devotion, and stayed up to 80 years maybe. That was his character. One sloka I heard, he is mentioning his Diksha Guru is Jadunandana Acharya. I do not know, Maharaj read many, better than me Maharaj can say. One sloka, Prabhu Jadunandana, but no other sloka. Maharaj read better than me, more than me can say. Maybe other devotee can say, they read the books. But I have seen one sloka. There he is mentioning the Jadunandana Acharya, his guru. But always he is praising Rupa Sanatana, Mahaprabhu and Swarupa Damodara and other devotee of Mahaprabhu, but never named second time of his Guru Deva, who is Diksha Guru. This also one example we are looking. Also Rupa Sanatana, who is Guru of Sanatana Goswami. Rupa Goswami he considered as his Guru Sanatana Goswami. But who is Guru of Sanatana Goswami? It's also maybe somewhere, if we search, then we can say, but very unknown way.
Hazy.
And other also Goswami is there. Who is Guru of them? Who is Guru of
Kaviraj
Goswami also? Who is Guru of Kaviraj Goswami? Actually we do not know. Know something. Who is giving Shikha? Instructor Guru. Actually he is getting very close connection with that devotee. Then his name coming out very spreading way. And Diksha Guru only giving mantram sometimes, but if Diksha Guru is Shikha Guru himself, Diksha Guru himself is Shikha Guru, then you can know his name. Otherwise, you always can see the Shikha Guru is the holding all bigyapti. Non-position arki. Going in non-position. Shikha Guru. Shikha Guru known and unknown position. My English must be that way. Known position, everybody known to Shikha Guru, when it is different.
Yeah.
But may not be name of Diksha Guru.
Glorified
position. But Diksha Guru and Shikha Guru is same position. They are not little up down.
There's no
special something about Shikha Guru we are looking, writing of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. There Kaviraj Goswami wrote, Shikha Guru ke to jani Krishna Swaru. Antarjami bhakta sreshta ei dui rup. Is it Maharaj? Then Krishna himself appear in form of Shikha Guru. And he is treating me as required for me that way. But we cannot differentiate Shikha Guru and Diksha Guru. They both are in same position. This in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the first chapter we are looking very clear there. And Srila Swami Maharaj also wrote it. His translation. There you will see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, non-different. Shikha Guru and Dikha Guru. Their position is same in the heart of the devotee.
Once I asked Guru Maharaj a question like this, and he said to me,
that may be suppressed.
That the Shikha and Dikha Guru are not having a fight.
Yes.
They're not quarreling with each other.
Really. Yes.
That was his answer. My happy in this type of picture.
Yes.
They're not fighting with each other.
Here going many things. Actually, it is not fault of the devotee. Actually, devotee is very new. They are reading fast the books. Then which way they will understand it. Here in India there is custom. Guru yearly must will come to his house and take some foods, prasadam, best nice, opulent prasadam, and took some dakshina and go back. That is the custom. And who is Shikha Guru? He is always living, this disciple always living with Shikha Guru. That's custom going on. But sometimes Dikha Guru, when he is Shikha Guru himself, and he is treating his student as well as disciple, many way, and he is getting benefit from one guru. This is customs going on. I can remember in my childhood I have seen two disciples of my father. They are living our house. And that time was very food deficiency of the country. Actually all the food spoiled anyway. And new growing food in the crops field. And not full paka.
Not ripe.
Not ripe. But that two disciples, they are bringing that cutting away. Cutting that crops and bringing and collecting that seeds of grain. Then they are cooking and I am also very, I was that time maybe 12 years old. I am looking, they are not taking fast. They are doing all the arrangement. And my mother and other relatives are there. They are insisting to them. His name was Sukadev. One's name was Sukadev, one's name was Manmohan. Insisting them, "Oh Sukadev, oh Manmohan, you take first." And they are not taking. Then after all the children and member, after taking, what living, maybe more or maybe less, they are taking that food. And I was very unhappy to see that. I am thinking they are collecting from the ground, they are growing the crops, collecting ground from the ground and arranging for us. But why not forcefully they are giving to them first? I am thinking that. But they are very conscious about their conception. It is habit of that section. Then when Dikha Guru and Shikha Guru is same, there are no contradiction. But is not same. There are sometimes affection more coming to the Shikha Guru. But he must respect his Dikha Guru as Krishna. And both is the prakar, manifestation of Krishna. This way they will think. Otherwise, offense will come. It is very clear. But maintaining that mentality is very difficult. When I am getting much nourishment from my Shikha Guru, when I am getting much advice from my Shikha Guru, when I am getting many things from my Shikha Guru, but Dikha Guru is aloof actually, then which way my all the intention will go to my Guru and Shikha Guru and Dikha Guru is same way. It is not possible, but very hard. But through our knowledge we shall try to give that. No other way also. That is scripture saying this way. We shall try to follow the scriptures, but it is not possible. Very hard to maintain that. Then Dikha Guru and Shikha Guru when is same, that is very good for the devotee. He have no problem. He can learn from others. That's also Shikha Guru, position of Shikha Guru. My Guru Maharaj is God brother. They are also my Shikha Guru. Many of God brothers of Guru Maharaj, I am giving respect to them fully, but cannot give respect as Guru Maharaj. It is impossible. But it is offensive if you say they are my Shikha Guru. And I am telling also they are my Shikha Guru. It is very hard to maintain. Then I am not taking name of others. Only I am sometimes taking name of Srila Swami Maharaj. That is in childhood I spent with him. Childhood, young age, I spent with Srila Swami Maharaj 12 years. And after that I have got much enthusiasm from Srila Swami Maharaj. And that way, and now I am mixing with all the devotees of Srila Swami Maharaj. And they are also very affectionate with me. And that way I am sometimes naming of Srila, taking name of Srila Swami Maharaj. Otherwise, many of God brothers of Guru Maharaj, Srila Jajavar Maharaj, Srila Madhav Maharaj, Srila Gosai Maharaj, they are also very affectionate with me. But I am not taking any instruction from them. My instructor Guru and my Diksha Guru is Guru Maharaj from my young age. But they are also my Shiksha Guru. When they are chastising me, Guru Maharaj is not telling anything against them. Sometimes they are chastising heavily. And one day I chastised to the Jajavar Maharaj also. That is relationship, not only as my Shiksha Guru, as friend also sometimes. Affectionate dealings with environment. Of mot. Affectionate dealings with environment of the mot. Very good. But I am not taking sannyas, and every time Jajavar Maharaj is coming and telling me, why Govinda Maharaj, you are not taking sannyas? Everybody telling you Govinda Maharaj. Everybody telling you Maharaj, you are not taking sannyas. What is this? You are holding the position as a Maharaj and not taking sannyas. And I am very humble, very humble. I am telling you, no Maharaj. It is very heavy chair. I must take. This way I am avoiding. And once he chastised me very heavily, then I cannot tolerate. And I told Maharaj, what you are thinking? I do not know the prestige of this chair, and I do not know the benefit of this chair. If I take this chair, I must be benefited with all wealth of Guru Maharaj. All wealth means money, men, everything. But I am now eager to take it. That is, I know the prestige of Guru. Then why you are insisting every day? No, you are holding name this way, that way, that way. He told many things. Then I told Maharaj heavily, I am not foolish, you must think, but I need something that is spiritual, not transcendental, not mundane thing, anything. And whole life I am spending this way, you know, always with some trouble, but I am spending for Guru Maharaj. Then I know what is what, and when it is required, that's also I can feel. And you are thinking, I am getting, everybody giving me some honor. All the sannyasis giving me honor. That is, they know I am servant of Guru Maharaj. Then they are giving honor. I am not digesting that honor. Immediate I am giving return to them. Yo Maharaj, oh Maharaj, this way. Yeah, please don't, Maharaj, make me this way. This way I am giving return always. That prestige. Then Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru, this case is very difficult to continue at same level. But we are seeing. Always seeing.
Just now you were looking at me.
Oh, acha. Now always we are seeing the position of Siksha Guru is higher than Diksha Guru. But we cannot say that. But what we are seeing, that we cannot say. Actually, Siksha Guru getting all, Diksha Guru holding some money. Sometimes it is customs of India. Diksha Guru coming once in a year or twice maybe, coming to disciple's house, reading some books, Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, etc. Who is learned? And taking their opulent prasadam. After that, he is taking some pranami, some cloths, etc., who have capacity to give, and going back to his home, giving some instruction, giving something that way. And Siksha Guru always engaging him for the service of Lord. But position we cannot say different way. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami clearly told in Chaitanya Amrita, yeah, both are incarnation of Lord Krishna. And who will differentiate, he will be offensive. Sometimes when Diksha Guru is falling down from his plane, anyway falling down, we are also seeing that. That time Siksha Guru protecting. It is very confidential matter. But Siksha Guru maintaining his faith to Krishna and giving nourishment to the disciple. And Guru that is falling down, he do not care that. He know I fall down, I do not want to continue that way. But Siksha Guru, he is giving nourishment and maintaining his spiritual life. That's also we are seeing here in India. But to hire is controversial or contradictory matter. Contradictory matter. We shall try to avoid that first. It will come gradually in our heart, come out. What first lesson we have got from our Guru, we shall try with that. And others will appear in our heart if we are sincere. It is not dead matter, actually it is living matter. Then we have no fear and no weariness. We must steadily proceed within our knowledge of Krishna consciousness, then we must get the relief from our environment and must go to destiny. That is good. Otherwise we will be disturbed, always thinking Shikha Guru, Dikha Guru, always thinking this, that, that, that. It will disturb us. Nearly our time will be lost, actually. Wants to do something for me and something for others, but that we cannot do that. Yes, Prabhu.
Last night he wanted to ask a question.
The question I was wondering is, if husband is taking diksha from one guru and wife from another, is that acceptable? Is that a happy situation or difficult?
Yes.
Husband has one guru and wife.
I understand. Quick. Not necessary to ask Sri Sagar Maharaj. It is very difficult sometimes. But if I am not mane hinshute, hinshute mane? If my nature is not violative.
Violent. I'm not violent,
I'm a
peaceful man.
If my nature is peaceful, not to violent, not to do violence.
Non-aggressive,
then no problem will come in family. And also shortage of consciousness and shortage of the conception. It is making disturb both. Then it is good from one guru, husband and wife, they will take diksha. May wait for some time maybe, but not to go other guru. Then jagra. Quarrel will come. But both, if we can respect where it has happened already, they must will give respect to both each other. And that way they can happily try to pursue it. That is peaceful coexistence, yes. But it is very good if husband and wife will take from same guru, and it is going as customs in India. In India, custom is that where husband will take, wife will take from there. But now breaking the customs, somebody breaking the customs. But good is that. And I am also asking the unmarried girl when taking initiation, ask him sometimes what he will do in future. When he will be married, that time if not, will get a devotee husband. That's also difficulty to answer. But answer is behind there. Then I shall not practice Krishna consciousness. That is answer. Her answer must be there. Then what I shall do? I shall not practice Krishna consciousness until my merit. In the meantime, if I shall die, I will die. What will be for me? Then dev deke no ko dubi devona. This is one mane. Seeing the wave of river, very heavy wave, if I see in the river, then immediate, I do not want to
sail my boat. Take the boat. Swim.
No, I shall try to swim, but I shall not dive in the this many wave coming, it must will take my boat under the water. Then before that I cannot will put under water.
I'm not going to put my boat under the water, even if the wave is coming.
I shall try to cross that wave. That is natural. And who is very fearful man, before that he will go.
Sink the boat before the wave comes.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Wave is coming, let's put the boat.
Oh, it's going to sink anyway, so I'll
sink. Yes, yes, yes.
And then the wave comes.
Man, if they take no good to be there, this is big one. Seeing the wave, and very heavy wave, then I shall. dive my boat under the water. It is not necessary. In future what will be, that may be good or bad, I don't know. But what is in my hand, that time I must use for the practicing life. That is main thing. But Oh, Prabhu, yes.
If the wife isn't initiated, but she's serving an initiated husband who's serving his guru, does she share some spiritual benefit, or is it best for her to be initiated independently, perhaps to the same guru, but nevertheless initiated?
I was over there.
You are sorry.
No, I was getting the window open.
Yes, yes, Maharaj. Mane, Prabhu asking, wife not initiated.
Yeah.
It is clear or not, you say, huh? Wife not initiated, but husband initiated.
Yeah.
Wife servicing husband's guru and husband. And in future, she may take initiation, but not now initiated and not eager to take, is it?
Almost.
And also, not maybe in same guru, is it?
Not quite. Can I?
Achha. That is, I am asking to Sarvama.
Can I start again, please?
Yes.
Is it necessary for the wife to be initiated if she serves her husband faithfully and he serves his guru faithfully?
Yes.
Does she share the spiritual fruits that may come to the husband, or is it that she needs to be independently initiated so that she gains spiritual advancement?
Means husband is initiated and he is serving the guru. Wife is not yet initiated. But if she serves the husband, then isn't she also serving the guru? Or, if not, does she have to be initiated as well? Does she have to be initiated later? She may not be initiated now, but she's serving her husband. So she's also serving the guru, is it not? Then what need of her being initiated?
Well, mundane guru is husband. And spiritual, for the spiritual life, they need the spiritual guru. But if mundane guru is, if husband is qualified as guru, then she can take initiation from husband also. But it is good and favorable for wife, if she will take from husband guru initiation. She will take initiation from husband's guru.
From the husband.
That would be good. But she can consider her husband as guru also. can consider. That is another thing. But there little difficulty will come, may can come, not will come, may can come in future. And not to go that contradiction way, what is easier for her, that is good. May not take initiation now, if she will follow her husband, that is also good, perfect. That is husband, he is taking Mahaprasadam every day. Nothing else. And she is following that. She is arranging for husband, and husband offering to the deity. But if it is not allowed in Vidhi Marga, but Raga Marga it is allowing. Vidhi Marga not will allowed. Allow. And why? Who is initiated man, he not will take unished from uninitiated person. That is Vidhi Marga. Someone cooking, I know she is cooking for us. But my lake is big. There are happening many things. I am looking only, I am seeing that. But my intents always must will go for everybody.
Encourage everybody.
Intents and encouragement. But intents must be there, Maharaj.
Intention.
Intention. That is, they are playing in the lake. If they know the swimming, no problem. Who do not know for swimming? Yeah?
Who does not know swimming?
Swimming. I am always worried for him or her. Then I must keep open my eyes.
Keep watch.
Watch. I keep watch. I am watching. Not only watch, I am watching. But not telling by mouth. But I am watching which way it will be set. That's also I am watching. But it is necessary not to disturb environment and others. That way, not to disturb a family life. You are practicing Krishna consciousness, if your wife not initiated, but she is very sober and affectionate with you, and she is supplying everything for you, then not to disturb her. But you must expect, she also will come in the line of you. If not will come, but she is not disturbing you, and she is giving encouragement to you, that's also good for her. And good for yourself. And their environment not to disturb. It is good. Otherwise you will be disturbed, she will be disturbed. Then what going on? That's will go on. That is good. But one day must come. That day, that wife must take initiation. That day must come. We expect it. If not there are any very bad offensive anything, then must come it. It is very natural. But to take initiation from same guru, that is good. We are looking all the devotees' family life, we are seeing there also. Right, Tati.
Yes, time for breakfast.
Now.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much. Please, I think breakfast is ready. Our guest is coming. Make sure he has a big plate.
Jai Om Vishwa, Sri Bhakti Rukh Siddhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki.
Jai Om Goswami Maharaj Ki. Jai Om Goswami Maharaj Ki.
Jai 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 Jai